I started driving when we would go somewhere to visit, and after we would come home, I would sit in the front seat and ask my daddy if I could hold the steering wheel and keep the car on the road, and he would tell me I could. And then when I got 15, I started driving just short distances. And by the time I was 16, I had studied a book on driving, and I went to take the written test for my driver's license. And just a few weeks after I was 16, I had my driver's license. And I thought it was a thrilling thing because no one else my age had license to drive a car. And some school project that we had going on at the high school needed me to be there one night. And we were busy in the crop year, and my parents did not have time to take me. And I was so thrilled when my mother told me to take the car and go myself. The school was only about 3 miles away. I thought that was about the grandest thing that I could do. And I was so nervous that when I got home, I could hardly put the brakes on and stop the car when I got in the yard.
I don't know about puppies. I don't know if puppies ever affected your life.
Probably affected my life more than I knew that it did. My father always kept up with the news. I never remember when I was a child and we did not have a newspaper in our home. And my father kept up with politics, the weather, and things like that over a battery radio that we were finally able to buy. At that time, to be able to vote, you had to pay a poll tax. And men and women had to pay the poll tax. And if you were not registered and had not paid your poll tax, of course, your name would not be on the list and you could not vote. And one of the things that I remember was at some important election, my father was working at the election. He was helping to run the election. And the election was not in our community. We had to go somewhere else to do the voting. And a lot of people were going to vote because the election was important. And this black man who lived in another community went to the polls to vote. And they asked him if he had paid his poll tax, and he said he had, and he had the proof that he had, but they would not let him vote. And my father said that was not right, because he had paid his poll tax, just like we had paid our poll tax, but he was not allowed to vote. Most of the people in the community here were Democrats, but there was one family that was a Republican. That was the only Republican that I knew of living in the community. Farmers felt like that Democrats did more for them than the Republicans did.
So did your father support the media program?
Yes, he did. And when he was given his allotment of cotton to plant, when the people came to measure, they never found that my daddy had planted more than he was supposed to have. And he tried to use fertilizer And that was another thing that some people did not do. They would not use enough fertilizer, would not move their crops around. I remember when my brother was in high school and was a member of the FFA, his project was to show the difference between fertilizing crops and not fertilizing crops. So that I talked with my father, and my father allowed my brother to plant a corn patch to the side of the road where people could see it. And half of the corn was fertilized with nitric soda, and the other half wasn't. And signs were put up so that people who went along the road would know that this was an experiment that was going on. And when it got time to harvest the corn that had had the fertilizer added to it had 3 and 4 big ears of corn per stalk. And the other half that had not had fertilizer might have 1 big ear and 2 or 3 small ears called nubbins.
Did that convince a lot of people?
Yes, it convinced many, many people because that was proof right before their eyes.
Did the New Deal, were there any more programs that has
I only know that that the New Deal was to help keep prices up when the market was, when the crops were poor, and was to help store corn so that, or store cotton so that markets would not be flooded and the prices dropped so low, and that some people were paid for not raising certain crops. Outside of that, I guess I'm probably just too young to know exactly how much the New Deal affected the people. But they did bring in more soil conservation courses and keeping the soil from eroding away became important to the farmers. I do remember once that a section of our land that was real rocky and was not very good for farming was planted with seeding pine, and they grew quite well in that area, and the trees were only cut when people began talking about the gypsy rock and the pine forest.
What about kudzu?
Kudzu was something that people thought would solve a lot of problems, but it turned out to be a problem itself. Kudzu was a good ground cover and would keep the soil from eroding, but it was hard to destroy. It would continue to grow and spread and would become a nuisance. I can think when I was 12 or 13 years old, we got some kudzu to go by the side of our porch, and we built a scaffold for the kudzu to run on so that it would make a shade from the evening sun on our porch. And it worked very well there, except we had to keep it trimmed all the time or it would take the whole yard. And sometimes runners would get under the house and would go from one side of the house, under the house, and out the other side of the house. And the only way that kudzu could be here was by letting cattle graze on until they ate down to the river.
What about the home demonstration room?
The home demonstrations clubs were a boon to community. Any community that wanted to could support a home demonstration club, and this was for the Minimum community. I believe that meetings were once a month, and the meetings were held usually at someone's house. The leaders came out to teach the women in the community better ways of doing things, better methods of canning, better ways of sewing, better gardening practices, anything that seemed to be a problem or that would be of help to the people in the community. The home demonstration club could do it. You had, even if you had a specific problem, and they could help. And they taught families how to eat a more varied diet to get the vitamins and minerals that they needed. They could teach you better ways of doing things in your home, help the whole family.